Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, July 31st, 2023, through Friday, August 4th, 2023. Monday, July 31st, 2023. District of Columbia woman found guilty in scheme to steal money from nonprofit she was entrusted to run. Rowena Joyce Scott was convicted of wire fraud, credit card fraud, filing false tax returns, and failing to file tax returns in connection with the scheme to steal and embezzle money from the nonprofit corporation she was entrusted to run for the benefit of some of the district's economically disadvantaged residents. According to evidence presented in trial, from approximately January 2010 through May 2014, Scott served as the president of the board of directors and manager of Park Southern Neighborhood Corporation, a nonprofit, non-member corporation that owned and operated the Park Southern apartment complex in Southeast Washington, D.C. Instead of serving PSNC's charitable mission of providing adequate, safe, affordable housing for the district's underhoused and underprivileged residents, Scott engaged in a scheme through which she embezzled at least $125,000 from the organization's coffers and used nearly $30,000 in additional funds to make purely personal, unauthorized purchases from third-party vendors. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. Revena CPA sentenced for embezzling more than $1 million from employer and submitting false tax returns. Michael Harmon was sentenced to 43 months in prison by U.S. District Judge Solomon Oliver after Harmon pleaded guilty to a 6-count information that charged him with wire fraud, making and subscribing false tax returns, and money laundering. Harmon was also ordered to pay restitution of $1,081,875.10 to the victim, Geist Company, and $227,638 to the IRS. According to court documents, Harmon was a certified public accountant and was employed as a controller with his employer. As a controller, some of Harmon's responsibilities including processing payroll adjustments. From 2016 to August 2022, Harmon devised a scheme to embezzle more than $1 million from his employer and used the funds for personal use, including child support payments in the state of New York and moving expenses. Harmon executed the scheme by using a series of unauthorized wire transfers, fictitious checks, and fraudulent charges on his employer's credit cards. Additionally, Harmon failed to report income earned from the scheme on his tax returns for tax years 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. All hands on deck CEO convicted of bank fraud, wire fraud, witness tampering, and other offenses. Attila Collar, aka Dawood Sharif Bey, aka Sharif Dawood Bey, aka Sharif Pasha, aka Georgie Petrikov, was convicted of 44 counts that included conspiracy, bank fraud, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, false statements to a bank, destruction of property to prevent a search, possession of a firearm as a felon, making a false tax return, obstruction, and witness tampering. Collar is the former chief executive officer of All Hands on Deck, a residential reentry program for probationers, parolees, homeless persons, and persons with mild mental illness. In finding him guilty of the sundry crimes, the jury concluded Collar carried out multiple schemes to defraud, including defrauding organizations that placed residents at his company's transitional housing facilities and defrauding several lenders that were participating in the Paycheck Protection Program. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. Justice Department seeks to shut down Missouri tax return preparer. the United States filed a complaint seeking to bar a St. Louis-based tax preparer from assisting in preparing federal income tax returns for others. The government's complaint alleges that, since at least 2017, Diane Shante Williams, both individually and through her business, Dreams and Memories Professional Planning Services, prepared tax returns for customers that falsely decreased the amount of tax that customers owed or falsely increased her customers' refunds. According to the complaint, Williams concocted fictitious businesses, falsified expenses to reduce both real and fictitious self-employment income, claimed bogus residential energy credits, fabricated household employee income to claim higher tax returns for customers, and invented false itemized deductions, including unreimbursed business and charitable donations. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, August 4th, 2023. Two men plead guilty to $67 million Medicare fraud scheme. Daniel M. Carver and Louis Gino Carver pleaded guilty for their roles in a scheme to defraud Medicare by submitting over $67 million in false claims for genetic testing and durable medical equipment that patients did not need and that the defendants procured with kickbacks. According to court documents, Daniel M. Carver owned and managed call centers that he used to conduct deceptive telemarketing campaigns targeting Medicare beneficiaries to solicit them for unnecessary genetic testing and durable medical equipment. Louis Gino Carver worked for these call centers and acted as a straw owner for a laboratory that submitted false genetic testing claims. The Carvers and their co-conspirators paid kickbacks and bribes to telemedicine companies in exchange for completed doctor's orders, sold doctor's orders to laboratories and durable medical equipment companies in exchange for kickbacks, forged doctors' and patients' signatures, and tricked medical providers into ordering medically unnecessary genetic testing. Between January 2020 and July 2021, the scheme resulted in the submission of over $67 million in false claims to Medicare for medically unnecessary genetic tests and durable medical equipment. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023.
This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs.
Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.